The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? It is the three of us minus one. Any guesses who's missing? Waddle.
Well, Tommy W. Tommy W. But yeah, in the summer, Tommy W. is going to be a little bit more spotty because he likes to get out and take a day each and every week.
Is that really? I mean,
he does.
I think he's just got stuff around the house. Look, he's got a wedding that he's planning for.
Yeah, that's right. True.
There's a lot of shit going on these
days. He's moving soon.
He's moving soon.
You got a
looking
wedding
for a house.
Yeah,
wedding. Like those are the two most stressful things, aren't they?
Yes.
Or like, what are like the three most stressful things in life? Getting a new job. Moving,
death.
And a wedding, right?
Somebody's death. But, yes, Sylvia,
yeah,
you're right.
If you have family members' death, that's a very stressful time.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
he's had his share of those, too, recently.
The life events that are uber stressful, certainly moving, I can't imagine what it's like planning. Well, I mean, I did it, but I can't imagine, like, when your kids are doing it, like, if you're planning for your kid's wedding. Yeah, that could be the financial expense. I don't know. I hope maybe my kids are a little older and they don't come begging for
knocking
money
on your
when they
door?
Get married. I didn't ask anybody for any money.
I paid for mine,
but
too.
But we were all older. I mean, Yurko was playing in the NFL.
That's 28.
Yeah, I was 32
actually
years
27,
old.
I was
40.
Be 28.
Yeah. So, you know, nobody, I'm not getting money from anybody at that point.
Yeah.
I almost hope my kids wait.
Told everybody I'm paying for the wedding, so shut the fuck up and leave me alone.
That's nice of you.
I can
see
him pay for the wedding, so shut the fuck up and leave me alone.
Yeah,
that's what he told the in-laws and his mom.
Told
and dad.
Everybody.
Yeah,
I'm paying for it, so
don't bother me.
I don't want to fucking hear about it. You know,
that's some stressful shit. Though.
I want to invite. I had 575 fucking people at my wedding.
That's a lot of people, man.
You know, so but I mean, I paid for it. We had a good time. It was fun.
Those are stressful events.
Then I think the in-laws paid for the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
And my mom paid for the shower because they wanted to do that.
Well, they do some of those things, sure.
Bachelor party was fun. We had a good time.
It's the most I've ever argued with my parents over the wedding invite.
Yes.
And that's just the thing. Usually, like, the wedding invitation goes out and it says the parents of though-and-so invite you to the marriage of their youngsters.
Yes.
Right. But when you're paying for it, I'm inviting you.
Yeah,
right.
Mom and dad, you can invite who you want.
Ivan and Brandy are inviting you, too.
But my mom and dad said, they said, how many people can we invite? And I said, well, listen, I'm going to invite 100, 200. You guys can have 200, and the other side can have 200. Whatever you need, how much ever you guys want. It turned out to be 600. My mom says, I have to cut. So she cut a bunch of people off. I go, Mom, at some point, you know, you can't have 800 fucking people at a fucking wedding. I mean,
we had 140, so we had to draw the line. And, like, my rule was, if I'm meeting you at my wedding, you're not invited. Like I shouldn't be meeting people at our wedding.
You mean like a family member?
Well, anybody. Like, if the first time I'm meeting you is at the wedding.
Well, unless you're a guest of someone that has been invited, right?
Well, no, my point is, my parents wanted to invite some people who I've never met.
I got you.
That Ellie and I had never met.
Yeah,
and I'm like, the introduction to us shouldn't happen at our wedding. They're not in, like, we have, there were friends of ours that we couldn't invite because we had such a short,
we had
a small wedding.
We dealt with that too. Where, you know, you're like, my parents,
how
my in-laws.
How many people did you have at your wedding?
270-ish, 280 maybe. And there were, you know, it is obnoxious. I mean, it just is. It's the worst. Dealing with parents and in-laws, it's a big pain in the ass. You're right. Why is this table here that I don't know any of them? They're my in-laws, acquaintances. They're at my wedding. I'm leaving people off. friends for this. It is obnoxious as fuck. I mean, it's the whole thing. Fuck it. Go
one night. That's what I'm saying.
Go
one
off
night.
And do a destination or something. That way, oh, well, we can't come to your wedding. It's too expensive. It's too far. Too fucking bad.
Yeah.
That,
so,
I mean,
it's okay.
It's okay.
Gift.
We don't mind.
Send a gift. It's okay.
You know, that, and it prevents the in-laws and the parents from inviting a bunch of people that they haven't seen probably in 15 years. Oh, well, I have to invite so-and-so. Well, why?
If my kids ever decide to get married and they do, I'll just ask them, what do they want to do? I mean, it's your life. What do you guys want to do?
Right. They always say they dream of the big glamorous wedding. The move is to do the destination wedding.
Yes.
And then to invite hundreds of people that you know will decline and send the gift.
Absolutely.
And then it's going to cost you less. And then you pocket the money and you start your life with some money in the bank.
You're just not fighting over like who you're inviting as much if you're doing a destination
wedding. I've been invited to destination weddings and I couldn't go. No gift. There's no gift.
They don't send a gift even if they get invited?
I didn't send a gift.
Oh, you didn't send the gift.
I couldn't go. If I couldn't go, I didn't send a gift.
You don't send a gift with an invite?
No. I've always sent a gift.
I said, if you want to be an asshole and you want to have a destination wedding...
But that's not being
and
an
if
asshole.
I, look, the point is, if I can't make it, I don't expect to have to give a gift. If I invite somebody and they can't make it, I don't expect to receive a gift.
I don't know. I think if you get invited to a wedding, you should send a gift.
That's our policy.
That's our policy,
pompous too. Ass wants to get married in fucking Jamaica, and all of a sudden, if I can't make it, I need to send a gift? No.
I don't know. I disagree.
I'll buy you a drink when you come back to America.
Get you some rum.
Married in Jamaica. You plan on living
I'll
in Jamaica
buy you a rum and coke.
Fucking life.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like
God.
I said, if my kids get destinations weddings, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's not a problem for me. But if people can't come, you shouldn't expect a gift. That's all I'm saying.
The destination wedding seems so much fun. Like, you're there for more days than the actual event takes.
You're somewhere nice
you're there
and warm.
With you people close who are in your wedding party. Yeah, you're there somewhere warm.
I've been to, I think, only two destination weddings, I think. We were going to go to a third, but we had to cancel last minute. So I think only two, and they were both great. They were. One was in Hawaii, one was in Mexico.
How fucked up did you get at your wedding, Carm?
Not too bad.
Me neither. Like, that was the one thing I did well at my wedding is that a lot of people gave me the tip, do not get fucked up at your wedding.
Yeah.
You know, get a nice little buzz, but remember everything. And I still remember conversations.
Yeah. No, I wasn't too blitzed at all. I think that's almost, because you shouldn't get carried away at your own wedding. At one of your great friends' weddings, you're in the wedding party. Yeah,
sure.
Get fucking ripped. Go nuts.
Yeah, I got hammered at your wedding.
I was pretty hammered at yours.
Yeah, I stole soap from...
Yes, you did. True story. Sylvie stole soap from the Westin. Yeah, and I was pretty fucked up by the end of your wedding. That's the way it should be. At good friends' weddings, you get hammered at your own. Yeah, you should take it easy. You should brace yourself a little
bit. Oh, Hugo's Frog Bar. Isn't that
That's
where
right.
we were?
That's exactly
where
we were.
Above Gibson's and Hugo's. Yeah. It was the party room.
Yes.
The one thing that I wanted that I said is that I wanted people to go... and have a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure we'd get good food. And where, I mean, you want good food? You go to
Gibson's
and Hugo's. One of the legendary Chicago steakhouses.
It is good food. They do it right. There's no doubt about it. I was just recently at Hugo's. They still do it. It's great. And it'd been
great
a long time since I was in there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great place. Absolutely. I want to show you something.
Oh, yeah. So what do you got here?
Take a look at that. I'm going to show Sylvie something. You can read
that. So this is a mug I'm holding that the Carmen...
Read it first.
Read it first before the picture.
Yeah, read it first.
Dear John and Renee, congratulations. I wish you all the best in a lifetime of happiness.
Now, who do you think sent that, first of all? Who do you think sent that to... I got one, which I don't understand.
Oh, you got one that says, Dear John and Renee?
Yes.
That's Carmen.
Which I don't quite understand, but who do you think sent that?
And it's very weird the way things are capitalized, too. Like, congratulations is in all caps.
Yeah, it's like
happiness
Cummings.
Is capitalized then, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Who do you think sent that?
Well, I know because you told me before, like, this is...
Now look at the picture.
Well, okay, so Marilyn sent it. Now look at the picture. Explain the picture if you can.
Okay, so it's at Bub City.
It is.
Yeah. And it's a picture of Carmen taking a selfie with you and Yurko, and who's in the middle?
We don't know.
We don't know.
It's a cute girl in the middle.
Yeah. We don't know who it is.
A listener, a patron of Bub City, maybe a waitress.
We think we, maybe Marilyn believed it was Renee, but that's not Renee.
No. No. So, I mean, what do you do? I mean, what the fuck? You know?
I mean.
So, this is the second mug she sent me. Well, actually, the third mug she sent me. Both of the mugs are sitting on my desk, you know. When they need to be utilized, they do.
But was like a and finger said, was a finger cut off and put placed in the mug? In the mug.
Yeah. You've gone too far.
No. No fingers, no dead rabbits, no nothing crazy like
you've
that.
You've gone too far, Sylvie. Yeah. No, that wasn't. The other crazy thing is that Yurko is not engaged. To be married.
Not even remotely close.
It has no plans on becoming engaged
no
to be married.
No plans but whatsoever.
That was but this does not say congratulations on an engagement.
Well, but that's why it was sent.
She's just wishing you a lifetime of happiness to you both.
That was sent because she was under the assumption that they were that they became engaged when they were in the Bahamas recently.
Isn't the Twitch chat, she under Blackhawk's gal in the Twitch chat?
Yes.
And isn't the Twitch chat playing around with her, telling her?
I think they're messing with Marilyn, which you guys, that's a very uncalled for.
Listen, that's the way it works sometimes. Let the buyer beware. Let the reader beware.
Let the Twitcher beware.
Twitcher beware. She was under the assumption that they're engaged. She sent that as an engagement gift to Yurko, but we got a kick out of it because that is not Renee in the picture.
This is a cute girl, though, in the picture.
I looked at her.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
She's a cute girl, yes. But we're just... We can't for the life of us figure out who it is. It's a good-looking picture, though.
It could have been the one we did with the guy from Blood Oath or True Oath, Brothers in Bond.
Brothers Bond.
Brothers Bond, yeah. Could have been that day when there were more...
It was that day,
more women than average at our show because they were coming to see another guy.
They were coming to see Ian Somerhalder.
They were coming to see us.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yes.
They're coming to see him.
We've never had more...
Why are there so many women here?
There were hundreds of them.
Was that the Jay Will and Keyshawn came in, too?
Yes.
You were hammered that day.
I think by the end of that day, I was starting to feel it. Yeah, I think I was. That was the day.
There were a ton of women in the crowd that day.
Tons to see Ian Somerhalder, who was in
Lost,
but more famously was in The Vampire Diaries,
right?
I think that's the one.
Yes.
And, you know, the female fandom is extraordinary for Ian. And yeah, so we think that this was, I'm almost 100% positive that was that show, that was that day. And
that's awesome.
Get a kick out of that.
So right. So
keep that one there.
I don't understand, but why do I have to understand anything?
I don't think a lot of things make sense in this world.
I think you're right, Sylvie.
There are a lot of things that don't make sense.
That we scratch our head.
What was now? And then Carmen had said he had another awesome topic, but now he doesn't want to share because Waddle's not here.
No. I wanted to talk about something that I thought was good for Unhinged with you guys, but Waddle needs to be here for it because it just made me think, listening to your show, was it Thursday or Friday last week? I think it was Friday. I think it was with Robbie. When Alien Talk came up again.
Oh, yeah. He's
And you and Waddle, I always get a kick out of it. And I said, I want to discuss this further with you guys. And I felt like Unhinged would be a good vessel for us to do that. But Waddle should be here for Alien discussion.
Did you hear the latest one about the thing in Vegas?
I don't know. I don't think I did it.
This was yesterday.
Now what?
There was a guy who called 911 around midnight who lives in the Vegas area.
Yeah.
And then he called and there were creatures in his backyard that were about 6 to 8 feet. Mm-hmm. They were green.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Come on.
And that same night, captured on a policeman's camera.
Yeah, body cam. Yeah.
He saw it captured green glowing images in the Vegas area the exact same night around the exact same time.
Okay. Now, there's usually a very simple explanation for all these things.
What?
What do you mean? What? The green glowing?
The simple answer is they're here, Carm. No,
they're not.
Well, what do you mean they're not? They're here. They don't want to fight us because they know.
Well, why wouldn't they want to?
Because we're harmless to them.
But what are they doing here, though? Why would
they're
they be
exploring
here amongst they're, us?
What
just
was
living?
Christopher Columbus doing here? He was exploring.
Let's think about the way that ended up.
Why, okay? Sylvie?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You don't go to another place without intentions of colonizing that place. Unfortunately, that just seems to be the way life
bad
lives.
Bad comp, okay?
It's a bad comp, is right.
You think?
That was a terrible comp. What would be the point of them just hiding?
They're checking us out. They're seeing.
They're doing their surveillance?
Yes.
They're doing their recon?
Yes.
Have you seen the movie Signs? The M. Night Shyamalan movie with Mel Gibson?
I have not.
You'd like that because that's what the Army intelligence officer is telling him at one point. He says they're here doing reconnaissance. The reason they're not exposing themselves yet is because they're gathering information, they're gathering intel, they're doing reconnaissance. And he's at an Army recruitment office, and he's telling him how this is the way it's done in the military, and this is the way we've done. I think you're making a big assumption, thinking that they're just hiding amongst us doing some sort of recon. And had they been doing it for years, they'd have all the, like, if we're to believe that going back decades, they've been coming here gathering intel, I think they'd have everything they'd need. They'd probably look at us and be like, these fucking dipshits, we'll be done in, it'll take us an hour and a half.
But they don't even need to get rid of us. They look at us and they're like, they're fighting amongst each other at Target.
Exactly.
Well, what the fuck do we want with these guys?
Like, what? This would be a piece of cake.
We don't even want this.
This couldn't be any easier. That would be my guess. You and this is why I wanted Waddle beer. You guys crack me up every time I listen to you guys have these discussions. I sit there and I laugh. It's funny, and I love the conversation. But
you think they're not around us?
No, I do not. There's no evidence that would support they are. None whatsoever.
There's not enough smoke. What are we seeing? All this stuff.
Oh, that could be the scientists in there could be all sorts of atmospheric reasons. Scientists can normally point to most of these things and say there's a very simple explanation. It's X, Y, and Z, I think.
X, Y, and Z? What the fuck is X, Y, and Z?
You know what I'm saying. A, B, and C. It's this, this, and
A,
this.
A, B, and that, C that, now. That. You're just giving me letters of the alphabet. You're not fucking giving me evidence.
I think, and I was serious. When I texted it to the group chat, I think you and Waddle need to do a little reading about the Fermi paradox and Robin Hanson's great filter hypothesis or theory that would explain why, very simply, any sort of intelligent life form, even not too much more intelligent than us, could populate an entire galaxy's worth of planets in, as Enrico Fermi predicted and did the calculations, in roughly about 1 million years.
And I don't know one thing you just said. Explain to me what you just said.
A intelligent life form, slightly more advanced than us, that had slightly better means of traveling from solar system to solar system within a galaxy.
Right.
That was a little bit more advanced than us. And Enrico Fermi famously figured that, just doing some quick calculations, that it's not beyond the realm. It's actually quite likely that an intelligent life form would be able to populate an entire colonize an entire galaxy in about 1 million years. And so his point was, where, he didn't say it as, he's much more eloquent than I, where the fuck is everybody? Why have we never encountered aliens? Why do we have no evidence that they've ever visited us, that their life forms exist anywhere else? Robin Hanson, many years later, theorize the great filter that there are three likely outcomes, one of which being, by the time you get to the point where you are so advanced to be able to do that, life forms, as we are seeing, have a tendency, advanced life like ours has a tendency to exterminate each other before we ever get to that point. The life is advancing only so far because we end up killing each other.
Right. We wipe each other out.
Exactly. And that's why.
This is a really depressing turn and unhinged.
It's interesting.
You brought it up.
Yurko, save us.
No. You guys go down this little alien wormhole. You're by yourselves. All this crap is a distraction.
Tell us about the mug.
Here he goes.
It's a distraction from what's really happening in the world.
Oh no!
Which is what?
They're lightning bugs. That's what this whole alien thing is. Look, lightning bugs. Whoa! From what's really happening in the world?
Turn talking to the microphone.
What's really happening in the world?
He's like a cranky yesterday.
What's
cranky
really
talking
in the
world? Into Lisa Salter's ear instead of the fucking microphone.
So what's really happening in the world? Two things that are really happening in the world right now. You got Ukraine getting its ass kicked by Russia.
Yeah.
Right? That's happening in the world right now.
Okay.
And the West keeps wanting war in Ukraine. Mm. Right? That's happening. The other thing is the indictment of Trump down in Miami. Right.
So you think that's why they're saying aliens are popping?
No, you're not listening to me. Okay? You go, oh, because of that, it's that. No, you need to listen.
Okay.
Instead of just snapping off remarks. And the other thing is what's been there for an extended period of time has been covered up by our own CIA and our FBI, and that's the Burisma deal with both Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. So there you go. So why the distractions? That's why the distractions.
So that's what I was saying. The reason
to keep your attention away from what's really happening in the world.
So that's exactly what I was saying.
Take two of unhinged.
You're not listening.
Let's take it from the top.
You guys are talking again, which is a problem always. Okay, they want you drunk. They want you high. They want you broke. That's what they want, and they want you addicted to porn if they can. So there you go.
That's already got me on that one.
So they nailed that long ago. And your responsibility as an individual and as a person, as a human, as a man, is to not get caught up in their crap, which is what they want you. That's where they want you.
Did you hear anything that we said in the conversation we were having
about the stupid aliens? Yeah.
Obviously, you didn't.
I did. And then I heard it, and then I said, oh, they're going down this little wormhole. Ignored.
Well, you should have listened a little.
Ignored Fermi. I heard Enrique Fermi get brought up into this thing. Scientists, world leaders. Oh, whatever.
Way to pay attention.
Wait till fucking Waddle hears about this.
I'm not paying attention when you guys are talking stupid shit. I'm sorry.
Great response.
Wait till Waddle hears about this.
So enlightening.
XYZ, ABC.
Is there anything I could take for jet lag?
So enlightened.
Is there anything I could take for jet lag?
No, I don't think so.
Do any of these things work on Amazon? I was going down Amazon's wormhole yesterday.
Really? They have medicines or something?
Like, they have these...
Big batch of cocaine.
That might help, actually. I don't know.
This is going to be the one lost unhinged episode.
This is awesome. No, you can't take anything for jet lag. What are you going to take? I mean, you know, try to get some sleep on the plane.
You should see, I went down this article about all these gadgets they make for travelers.
Really?
And I was buying like a bunch. There's one thing you can attach to the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
Where you could put your feet like a stool where you could hang your legs on.
And what? That's supposed to...
Yeah, I bought something for my phone that will balance the phone so I don't have to hold the phone so I can watch it, mm-hmm. like the screen. I purchased like one of the top neck pillows.
Okay.
And a blanket. You're really going all out. Yeah, like I'm really in. I'm trying to make my flight a little more comfortable because as I was telling you guys, I only purchased Economy Plus for the way there. Mm. It was thousands of dollars more to go business.
Oh yeah, you don't
to
bid
like that's too much.
It's too much money. You know,
nine hours I could suck it up.
Yeah, but I agree with you. That money is better spent in other areas.
Yes.
I'm reading on the...
we're going to Vegas. I could spend that there.
Of course. I'm reading on the Mayo Clinic's website. Light therapy, they're saying, helps, Sylvie. One way to
cold
adjust...
Cold showers, I've read.
Really?
Like when you get there, a cold shower.
Cold shower?
Like, obviously, no alcohol. They're saying, like, really, really hydrate.
Mm. No alcohol on the plane.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know, but maybe one.
Maybe one.
Like I'm trying to think.
Maybe
like
two.
Do I drug myself to force myself to fall asleep? A
couple glasses of wine.
Oh, yeah,
you can try benzodiazepines, such as Restoril. And I don't think you want any of this, Sylvie. I would do the light therapy.
Do I go to the bathroom and maybe
rub stop, one out? Stop it. That's disgusting.
Relax myself
a little bit? That's disgusting.
If that's what does it for you.
That's disgusting.
Doesn't that put you to sleep?
Isn't that illegal?
What? Masturbating on a plane?
On an airplane?
In front of people, yeah.
Sort of like masturbating on an airplane.
What do you mean illegal?
In the privacy.
Are you saying the Mile High Club is illegal?
Why don't you have the wife come in the bathroom with you and give you a little, you know.
I'm already in the Mile High Club.
My guess is, I'm not talking about that. She'll give you a little blowy.
My guess is if an air marshal
found
you.
We've been married for 11 years.
You're not getting a blowjob in the fucking bathroom of an airplane.
Was she on strike? What's going on? What happened?
First of all, it's an unsanitary environment.
Strike?
I mean, my God.
That is gross. In the plane, there's not enough room.
It's the same place that you had carnal knowledge. What the hell's the difference?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a member of the Mile High Club. Look at me.
Are you a member of the Mile High
Club?
That's
because you're small enough to fit in the bathroom. That's why.
Yes.
There you go.
I am not a member of the Mile High Club. Nor am I all that interested in becoming a member of the Mile
High
Club.
San Francisco? That was
not surprised.
The game. What the fuck does that mean?
I'm not surprised.
On the way to the game where the Bears didn't cross the 50 with Cade McNown.
God. At least you got something good out of that trip.
New girlfriend at the time on the way.
Not the dentist?
Not the dentist. You really remember the I went on like 3 or 4 dates with the dentist.
Yeah.
And you somehow remember the dentist.
He's thinking of the dentist that Danny dated. Danny dated a dentist for a while.
I dated a dentist too.
Like, yeah, but it was.
That I liked. One. She didn't like one. Me.
Yeah.
I liked the
dentist. She met you. She met you.
But by the way, I think if an air marshal catches you having coitus in the bathroom, yes, that's illegal. I believe that
doesn't
is illegal.
Doesn't the air marshal have bigger fish to fry?
Yeah, well,
than the guy fucking in the bathroom.
Yeah, he's looking for guys that are opening the plane, you know?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Hold the door handle.
I think it's illegal. Carnal.
I think 2 people just walked to the bathroom. I better go investigate.
I think it's illegal.
That's he's all. Out there with a stethoscope.
That's someone using their authority.
I hear humping.
More power to him.
It's not anything that I've ever, like, it's not been a goal in life. I've got to join the Mile High Club.
We had a whole plan. So the plan was, this is my pro tip. If you ever want to enter the Mile High Club.
Pro tip.
You go to the bathroom. Yeah. You lock the door just like you would normally, okay?
Right.
Then your girlfriend or you, if your girlfriend's already in there with the door locked.
What's the secret knock?
You knock on the door.
What's the secret
she
knock?
She unlocks the door. She lets you in. Because you know the system.
And nobody else is around for this? How come every time I go to the bathroom, there's a stewardess back there?
Okay, well, this is what happens then. So then she'll let you in. If by chance someone then knocks on the door or a stewardess notices you've been in there too long or says, what's going on in there? You then say, my girlfriend is air sick.
Is air sick.
And I'm taking care of her.
I'm injecting her with vitamins and fluids.
That's not a bad idea.
She is ill. She, you know,
needs a little vitamin M.
She thought she was going to faint.
Got it.
She was nauseous.
Okay.
And I needed to be by her side.
That's not a bad idea.
I needed to be by her inside.
Yes, I needed to have my P and her V.
Yes.
That was the only elixir.
If they catch you coming out at the same time, not coming, but coming out of there, you say that.
All right.
What are you two doing? You say... She was not feeling. Yeah, she was sick. She was not feeling well.
All right, and your hair's all messed up, and your shirt's untucked.
Yes,
all right. Okay,
and like Yurko said, you do have to be smaller because you have to fit like a.
Well, yes,
it's got to be like a game of Tetris.
There's not a lot of room in there,
right.
Guys.
You have to fit like the Tetris pieces.
Well, this was a fun Unhinged. What are we? We got to. I mean, we got to go do the actual show. Waddle's going to be pissed that he missed the alien talk.
Oh, wait till I can't wait for the feedback from the bosses on this episode.
I mean, this fucking guy.
Here's what I'm going to hear. Oh, you guys need Waddle for this show.
I mean, I don't understand.
When Waddle's missing, the fun really fucking leaves this show.
Well, I thought it was a fabulous show until this fucking guy over here. I don't understand.
Started to bring Fox News to the table.
I don't even understand.
By the way, Fox News is not Fox News anymore.
Okay.
Just let you know that.
But I'm hard for Father's Day weekend. I'm going to New York City with my daughter for the weekend. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, you'll have a good time.
That is what I'm hard for. Good. Yurko,
get some time.
Dare I even ask what you're hard
US
for?
U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
Thank you very much. Sophie,
I am hard.
Keep your heads in the sands, boys.
Yeah. I'm hard for taking my boys to their first Cubs game.
Ooh,
of
nice.
The year
a lot of
Saturday.
Sox games. Yeah.
The plan is working to perfection, Carm. Everyone has been asking me, why do you keep taking your kids to so many Sox games? because I have worked this to perfection. They have seen so many poor Sox outcomes that now they have been so distraught after watching them blow so many games in so many different ways.
Yes.
Now I am shifting them over to Wrigley on Saturday.
Brilliant.
Operation Northside is in effect.
Brilliant.
Perhaps they become Cubs fans.
Brilliant maneuver by Sylvie. BlueChew.com. A month's supply for free, guys. Check it out. Just use the code UNHINGED at checkout. We thank our friends at Blue Chew. Good show, boys. See everybody next week when the four of us are back together. Even though he's not here, why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?